Paddy, well done on being elected. In terms of Mansfield and Ashfield, people in those two constituencies are more likely to be victims of crime than anywhere else outside of Nottingham city centre. What are your immediate policing priorities?
People want to see more police officers on the street in Mansfield and Ashfield. I'm committed to doing that. I'm going to employ an extra 150 police officers, 100 more PCSOs, and you can be sure that your listeners in Mansfield and Ashfield are going to get a fair share of that. And they tell me that they don't like antisocial behaviour either.
Well, this is one of your main priorities, isn't it? Cutting antisocial behaviour by 50%. How do you plan to do that?
I'm going to work very closely with the two councils, Mansfield and Ashfield. I'm going to work with local people. We're going to look at the crime hotspots. We're going to give young people real life chances. And I've done it with the city council here in Nottinghamshire. They've reduced antisocial behaviour in 1 year by 70%, 17%. I think we can reduce it by 50% over 3 years in Mansfield and Ashfield.
Just to come back to my first point, though, you are going to be under incredible pressure, are you not, to put more resources into policing in Nottingham city centre, especially with the issues of gun crime and drugs crime that there are. How are you going to be able to say no to that and ensure that the rest of the county is still adequately policed?
Because people have got a right to feel safe and secure in their homes and streets, wherever they live. And I know Mansfield and Ashfield. I've represented parts of the county for a long, long time. And I know there are real problems there. So we're going to have a fair system. We're going to make sure that officers go where the crime occurs. Don't want to like to say it like this, but there's plenty of crime in Mansfield and Ashfield, and people will be sure they're going to get their fair share of resources.
You've talked about partnership working. How important is that particular skill set for the job that you've just taken on?
Look, I've lived and worked in Nottinghamshire for 40 years. People know me, know that I listen to their concerns and act upon them. People know that I'm non-partisan in my approach. I've worked with councils of all political persuasion, and what they've got is somebody who's going to stick up and stand up for local people.
Just to address that point, though, you are a Labour politician. Next time round, if you do stand for re-election, you're going to want Labour votes. Won't your policy-making then be dictated to trying to get that core support out?
All the words in my manifesto are my own words. It's no good denying that I've been a Labour politician for 40 years. You'd catch me out. So I am a Labour politician, but I believe in safe communities. I believe in partnership working. I believe that young people ought to have life chances. Those are Labour values, but they're all our values too.
If we just finish with one final point about your time as a former MP, there was an occurrence at the end of your reign as Sherwood MP where you had to pay back £14,000 in expenses.
Let me correct you. Nobody told me to pay money back. Nobody ever asked me to pay money back.
Well, you did pay money back.
I chose to pay money back.
Just as a final point,
no,
though.
No, let me answer the question.
I've not asked it yet. Just as a final point, how is your office as Police and Crime Commissioner going to be open and transparent?
Because I'm going to publish all the decisions, and I've made it very clear that the cost of the police authority, which I take on from, is £1.2 million, and it's going to be less than that. And what's more, like many nurses, like many police officers, I'm not going to take a paid rise during my period of office.